Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, Chardonnay is undoubtedly one of the great white grapes in the world. No question about it.
Absolutely.
But as my friend Mitch Pressman once said, it's a chameleon. It really, really depends on how it's made and where it's grown. But it really changes, particularly if you marry it with some oak.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, how much?
Right.
Some people hate it, some people love it, and some people try to do it without it entirely.
Well, kind of for me, it comes down to wood or not to wood.
That's right.
That is the question. And I've always been a big believer in that a little bit of judiciously applied oak with Chardonnay is a serious plus. Unfortunately, what's happened over the last 20 years is there's been too many people trying to just over-oak these wines, and they lose all of their charm. So the pendulum has kind of swung a little bit the other way, and we're seeing a lot more un-oaked wines. So I thought I'd look at a few un-oaked wines and put some on the table that I thought actually were pretty interesting. Not surprisingly, the first couple ones that I'm going to talk about are from Burgundy. So I'm shocked and amazed. Yeah, and good values. Here's an interesting one. This is Domaine Duval Lamartinier. We'll put this on the website so you can see the spelling. It's a 2015 Mâcon Prisé. Now, the Mâcon area of Burgundy is sort of in the southern part of Burgundy. It's considered sort of good but lesser wines, but they do generally have great values. This was exactly what you'd expect from a Mâcon. Bright, fresh fruit, good acidity, citrus and floral notes, and it's all of $13.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a good value. I liked it a lot. Now, Louis Latour is one of the greatest names in all of Burgundy, one of the most famous and prestigious of all the négociants. And he has a great value bottling called Louis Latour Ardèche Chardonnay. It's just lit with the grape name, Chardonnay, 2016. Again, fresh aromas of pear and stone fruit, pleasant and straightforward, and it's all of $14. So that's a pretty good value. Moving up the quality spectrum a little bit, also from Louis Latour, is the Puy Vinzelles en Paradis. And again, we'll put this on the website. The 2016 vintage, this is $24.99. This has got terrific acidity. It's definitely more complex than the Ardèche. Bright citrus with notes of toast and minerality, subtle floral nuances, medium long, super clean finish. And actually at $24.99, this was a pretty good value for a decent white Burgundy without going over the top. Now, moving in a completely different direction, here's a wine called Over the Mountain Unoaked Chardonnay 2014 Vintage. This is from South Africa. 12.5%, interesting wine, fresh citrus aromas with notes of melon and peach. The winemaker called it summer in a glass, and I think she's right, and that's all of $14.99. And then we have a wine called Milton Park Chardonnay, so 2017. It's from South Australia. You're going to find pale straw, flavors of melon and peach with really good acidity. This was just a wonderful, fleshy, hedonistic wine that I really enjoyed, and it's all of $12.99.
Holy mackerel.
So there's a couple of good things to play with.
Well, we're going to put all of these on the website. Go to wypr.org, look under Cellar Notes, you can find the program. Click on the wines, and you'll see how you can go about finding them. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.